So let's review. I'm Rav Kahana, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yosi. The daf continues with statements of Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yosi. First, we learn from Lamnatzeach Mizmer LeDavid that unlike humans, Hashem rejoices when others are victorious against him, like when Moshe successfully saved Klai Yisrael from being destroyed after the Cheder Egel. Second, Hashem receives Balei Tshuva with his Midas HaRachamim. The Gemara now goes back to topics related to Yitzis Mitzrayim. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mishmol. We derive from Pesukim that Yosef gathered all the gold and silver in the world to Mitzrayim. It was taken out of Mitzrayim by Klai Yisrael when we left, but then changed hands many times until it was taken by the Romans, where it remains to this day. Amar B'chama B'rebchanina, Shalash Matmonius hit Min Yosef B'Mitzrayim. Yosef hid three treasures in Mitzrayim. One of them was found by Korach, and it made him arrogant to challenge Moshe Baharan, which led to his downfall. A second was found by Antoninus ben Asphorius, the Roman emperor who was friends with Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. The third one is hidden away for Tzadikim L'Asad Lava. After identifying who the author is of each pasuk between Oidcha Hashem Ki Ani Sani and Elikai Aramimcha, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah in Sukkah that says, we should say a bracha after Hallel, if that is the local minhag, as we say, Yehallelucha, which concludes with Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech Mehulul Bat Hashpachas. Amar Abaya, Loishanu Ela La'achrab, Aval Lefanav Mitzvah Levarach. Only the bracha after Hallel depends on minhag, but the bracha before Hallel is a chiyuv, a requirement, because Kala Mitzvah Kulon Mevarach Alein Oiv L'Siyasin, we always recite a bracha immediately before doing a mitzvah. The Mishnah in Sukkah says that Mokim Shenogu Lichvol Yichvol. If the local minhag is to repeat all the psukim in Hallel, we should follow the minhag. Rebbe would repeat only the last four psukim, beginning with Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem. And Abaye would also repeat the four psukim before that, starting with Oitcha. Darash Rebavir, the last Gemara before the Mishnah Amud Beis derived from psukim, that in the future when Hashem makes a big feast for the tzaddikim, he will look for a candidate to lead the benching. Avram will decline because Yishmael was his son. Yitzchak will decline because Esav was his son. Yaakov will decline because he married two sisters during their lifetime, which the Torah forbids. Moshe will decline because he never entered Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua will decline because he didn't have a son. David will accept and say, Ani avarech v'li no levarech. It is fitting for me to lead the benching, as David says in Tehillim, Kais Yeshua's Esa u'v'shem Hashem Ekra. I will raise the cup of salvation and call out Hashem's name. We continue with the next Mishnah. Ein maftir in achar pesach afikaymen. We may not conclude the Seder meal with afikaymen after eating the carbon pesach. My afikaymen. The Gemara quotes two opinions as to what afikaymen means. Amar Rav, shlo yakru michabur lechabur. Rav says it means that after eating the carbon pesach, it is usher to go eat anything else in another place, out of concern that he might eat from the carbon pesach b'shnei mekaymes, which is forbidden. However, according to Rav, one may eat other things after the Karban Pesach in the original place. Shmuel Amar, Kegoin Ardiloi Li Vigoz Liyas Liyaba. Shmuel says it means not to eat dessert after the Karban Pesach, like mushrooms or young pigeons, or as Rabbi Yochanan suggests, dates, toasted grains, and walnuts. In other words, according to Shmuel, one may not eat anything after the Karban Pesach, so that the Tam Pesach, the taste of the Karban Pesach, is retained in his mouth. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel. Ein maftir in achar matzah afikaymen. Shmuel holds we also may not have dessert after eating matzah nowadays. The Gemara first cites our Mishnah to challenge the ruling of Shmuel, from the fact that the Mishnah specifies not to eat dessert after Karban Pesach, the implication being that it is mutter to have dessert after matzah, contradicting Shmuel. The Gemara answers, Lo miboye kamar. The Mishnah means to say that not only may one not eat dessert after matzah, which has a weaker taste, but one may not even eat dessert even after Karban Pesach, even though it has a stronger and more lasting taste. The Gemara next cites a brisa to support the ruling of Shmuel. The brisa says that one may eat all sorts of desserts, provided that he eats a kezayis of matzah at the end, implying that nothing may be eaten after the kezayis of matzah, as Shmuel said. The Gemara refutes the proof and says, the brisa means to say that not only may one eat dessert after the matzah, dika'achalite oven, when he has already eaten the matzah with appetite, but one may eat dessert even before the matzah, and we are not concerned that it may cause a person to eat the matzah with a chilagasa, a gluttonous type of eating. In other words, the Braisa might be saying that it is mutter to have dessert before the matzah, and it is certainly mutter to have dessert after the matzah.